Praise God.
Love
praise
Talk
God.
Radio.
Praise God, praise God. God, we are so grateful this day, Lord God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for this day of Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. We thank God and praise God for this wonderful day. We give him the glory. We say good morning, God. Good morning, God. We thank you, Lord. We say good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We say good morning to the Holy Spirit this morning. We thank God for the Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is truly the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad and happy in it. It is a new beginning. God gave us another chance, another day that we didn't know would come, but he promised us, oh Lord God, that he would keep us and bring us to a new day, a new day. And we just thank God for watching over us last night, Lord, while we was unconscious and slept and slumber in our ways, in our many homes, oh God. We thank God for a blessed day, this day, in the name of Jesus. We give him glory, and we just praise God. We praise God with our voices this morning. We wake up praising him and just thanking him for a new day. We don't know the troubles, but God, or the circumstances may come about this day, but we wake up giving God the glory. Thanking him first, honoring him, getting in his divine presence that he may be glorified in our lives because he knows the outcome. And we just give him glory this morning. We thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for each family member, Lord God, that is on this prayer call this morning, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to just bless them, Lord God. Open their hearts, oh Lord God, for new hope, new beginning, Lord God. Even laughter, Lord God. Even, God, strengthening them, Lord God. Strengthening them on every hand, Lord God. Even in songs, oh Lord God. Even in your word this morning, Lord God, it is opened up. Even in the prayer, praise, and deliverance, our broadcast, oh God, this morning. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you the praise and honor you, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. This day, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, and our repentance, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to just give us, oh God, things that we have done, Lord God, things that we've known and unknown, things that may have been said wrong or done wrong in our lives, oh God. We pray and ask you to forgive us, oh God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for our daily bread, oh God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, as we come, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, we totally give you adoration, Lord God, and glorifying you and magnifying your name, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We come, Lord God, realizing, Lord God, that we're not on our own, oh Lord God. We can do nothing, Lord God, without you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We can do absolutely nothing without you, Jesus. So, God, this morning, we give you glory. We praise and bless your holy and righteous name, oh, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord God. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, oh, Lord God, that we know you, Lord God, that we are called, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We are saved, Lord God. We thank you for our salvation, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have our hope, oh, Lord God, and our hope, oh, Father God, is in you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us, oh, Lord God, all that we need, Lord God, to carry on, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for going before us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we had a little trust in you, Lord God, to believe that we would wake up this morning and see you and be able to hear your voices, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Be able to sing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Be able to come unto you, Lord God, with praises and thanksgiving in our hearts, oh Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We honor you, and we just thank you, Lord God, for the divine presence that you are in our lives today, Lord God, even before we get outside the door, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, oh Lord God, we're just walking in the footsteps of you, Father God, in your footsteps, oh Lord God, this morning, Lord God, as you lead us, as you guide us, oh Lord God, as you, as the Holy Spirit continue to just guide us through those things and that we're to go forth through and through today in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we honor you and thank you, Lord God, for every family member on this line, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we bring our nations to you, Father God. We pray, Lord God, over our nations, our government, oh Lord God, the place, persons that has been put in place, oh Lord God. We just pray over them right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, covering our nations, oh Lord God, our communities, oh Lord God, our marketplace, our jobs, oh Lord God, this morning in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We believe you, Lord God, for good spirit, Lord God, for good news, even good news today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let our hearts be in our minds be open, Lord God, to receive and hear good news, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, for just blessing our places that we go to, Lord God, our assemblies, our churches, oh Lord God, those places, Lord God, that we go to, Lord God, to praise you, Lord God, to fellowship, Lord God, to assemble together, Father God. We just thank you for the household of faith this morning, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for men, women, Lord God, and men of God, so God, that you have placed, Lord God, our pastors, apostles, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, those that you have placed, oh Lord God, as leaders in ministry, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that they may be blessed, oh Lord God, abundantly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Father God, for your plan to take place, oh Lord God, that your will be done, Lord God, in the lives of our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, we thank you, God, that those petition that we have laid forth before you, Lord God. You know them, Lord God, the known, the secret places that we have had, prayers that we have in our hearts, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you hear them, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray for the salvation of our families, oh Lord God, those members of our families that are not saved, oh Lord God. We pray for our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they may serve you, Lord God, all the days of their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, take them out of those things that they are into, who are that's causing their lives to be those things that is destructing their minds, oh Lord God, even in their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we give you the glory. We thank you, Lord God. We bless and praise your name, Lord God. We thank you that all needs are met, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, this morning, Lord God, that we're healthy, whole, Lord God, that you have built us up and given us strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for just your traveling mercy and grace this morning, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. God, we thank you for favoring us this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we give you glory. We bless you and honor you and just have our hope Lord God, in you. We trust you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. And those voices, oh, God, that are on this prayer line, Lord God, that they have just a burning in their heart, Lord God, a praising on their lips, oh, Lord God, a joy, Lord God, that they just can't keep in. God, we just release that right now in the name of Jesus. So you may unmute your phone and give God the glory and praises this morning and thank him and worship him in your own way this morning, giving him glory, thanking him for life, thanking him for the abundance of peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, thanking him for going before us today in the name of Jesus, oh God, because we can't do it by ourselves. Thank him, oh God, for his traveling mercy and grace and for keeping us. Thanking him for good news, only good news today in the name of Jesus. Thanking him for carrying our family and our children back and forth to church, up into school, and back, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you this morning. We bless your name and praise you this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, we realize we can't do anything without you, Lord Jesus. We know, Lord God, that our hope comes from you, Lord God. Our peace and our joy lies in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we thank you for strengthening us this morning, Lord God. Strengthening us, oh Lord God, deep down in our soul, Lord God. Strengthening us this day, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can utter, Lord God, praise and thanksgiving, Lord God, to you, Lord God. We are thankful, Lord God, that we can glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We can praise your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, where we can be as a light, Lord God, as we go to and fro, Lord God, in our workplaces, oh Lord God, in our cars, oh Lord God. Let us be a beacon, a beam of light, Lord God, that carries your joy, that carries your peace, that carries your love, that carries your kindness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We realize, Lord God, you put a lot in our hands, oh Lord God, and we want to do thus said the Lord in our lives, oh Lord God. We want to follow the calling of God in our lives, oh Lord God. We want to share your love, Lord God. We want to share the good love of salvation that you bring, oh God. We want to share, Lord God, the hope, Lord God, that has been in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We glorify your name. We praise your name, Lord God, as we open our mouths, oh Lord God, this morning to give you glory, to bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for the calling of God in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, oh God, that wherever you go, we go, Lord God, you go, Lord God. We follow after you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We carry the love. We carry the joy. We carry the peace, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, oh Lord God, on all hands of Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we may be that call Christian, Lord God, that you have called us to, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bringing about life and bringing about hope, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, giving hope, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for even the fire that burns within us, oh Lord God, to praise your name, Lord God, to love you more, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we glorify you and magnify you, Lord God, this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We truly know, Lord God, that this is the day, Lord God, that you made, Lord God, and we will rejoice and be glad, and we proclaim that in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. We decree that in the name of Jesus, that it will be a day of joy and peace and happiness in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, because you've given us that day. You've given us all that we need, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you, God, for sustaining us, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your just blessing us, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. And God, as we go about, Lord God, through our house, oh Lord God, fanning your glory, fanning your love, and spreading your love, Lord God, adorning our place, oh Lord God, that it is whole, Lord God, that things are working good in our favor, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory glorifying you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Proclaiming your goodness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Reading and studying your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing our children this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Covering them with the blood of Jesus. Our loved ones, oh Lord God. Wholeness and healness in their body, oh Lord God. God, we glorify you, Lord Jesus. We adorn you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God. We wave our hand, Lord God, as we glorify you, Lord God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let us go about, Lord God, spreading the good news, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And let our children, Lord God, be touched, Lord God, in a special way this day, Lord God, that they too, Lord God, because they are connected to us, oh Lord God, will bring joy, Lord God, and peace, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we show kindness, Lord God. We show the love of God, even in their hearts, oh Lord God, this morning. God, we thank you, Lord God, that they will have the mind of Christ, oh God, that is in Christ Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And that when they open their mouths or show their presence, oh Lord God, that they who witness that will see your glory, Lord God, shining, Lord God, all over, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they may say, Lord God, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to have this peace, to have this joy, Lord God? So God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, God. We glorify your name, Jesus, this day. Thank you, God, for your peace, Father. Your perfect will is done, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Things that are out of our control are in control with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Things that we think is out of control is in control with you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You, Lord God, has placed Mary around you. You have placed me, Lord God. You have placed the ones that have a voice on this prayer line, Lord God, to show forth your glory, Lord God, to show forth your love, to show forth your kindness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we proclaim that in Jesus' name, Lord God. We'll stand strong, Lord God, no matter what we hear, Lord God, no matter the confusion, oh Lord God, it's all around us, oh Lord God. We know, Lord God, there's no confusion in you, Lord God. There's nothing but peace. There's nothing but love, Lord God, and joy, Lord God, in the Holy Ghost, in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we stand strong, Lord God. We stand in faith, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we cast in our cares upon you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for your cares for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Our burdens, oh Lord God, are light because of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we got to trust you, Lord. We got to trust you, Lord God. We got to trust you, Lord God, in our tears, oh Lord God. We got to trust you, Lord God, when it hurts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we trust you this day, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We stand, Lord God, firm, Lord God, in our faith, Lord God, knowing there is a God, Lord God, knowing that we believe in you, Lord Jesus, that you said you would not leave us, oh God, not forsake us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, no matter how hard it gets, oh Lord God, no matter how the things break down around us, how we lose loved ones, oh Lord God, how trouble comes our way, Father God, we will trust you. you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. We hope, Lord God, in you, Father God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Lord God, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your covering, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the peace and the joy that you give us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we go forth this day, Lord God, praising you, uplifting your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for so much that you've done, Lord God. And God, thank you, Father God, for the seen and unseen, Lord God, because we don't even see right now, God. But you know, oh God, you know all things, oh God, because you made all things, oh, you are in all things, oh Father God. So we thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our great Jehovah, Lord God. Just oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name, Jesus. We glorify and lift your name up, God. Oh, bless your name, Lord God. How wonderful it is to give you glory, to praise your name, to glorify your name this morning, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're not alone, Lord God. We're not alone, Lord God. Our hope is in you, Lord God. Our peace is in you, Lord God. Our joy is in you, Lord God. Our love is in you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. We lift you up, Lord Jesus, from the bottom of our hearts. We praise you, Lord God. You are a mighty God. You are mighty this morning, Lord God. Mighty, Lord God, to be praised, to be glorified, to be adorned, Lord God. And we praise and bless your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace and joy, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. We love you so much, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we love you, Lord God. We love you this morning. We thank you for the voices, oh, Lord God. God, that you hear their cries this morning, Lord God. You hear their hope, Lord God, that you hear and see their hearts this morning, Lord God. And let them be glorified, Lord God. Glory in even, let glory come in their bodies, Lord God, that they may hope in you more than ever, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, that they are placed and cast their cares upon you, Father God. Trust you like never before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We say all power and all might is in you, Lord God. And God, let it be in our heart, Lord God, that we can run, Lord God. Run with peace, Lord God. Run with praise, oh Lord God. Run with the hope, Lord God, that is in us, oh Lord God. From you, Lord God, from the God above, oh God. That our day, Lord God, will be joyous. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise your name, Lord God. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Of your word, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Power, Lord.
Yes, God.
Glory to your name, God.
Yes.
Praise your name.
Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to God. You may mute your phones at this time. So grateful that we can come together this morning and utter a voice of praise and thanksgiving unto God, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our hope. Oh, we can just do nothing without him. It's when we hope in him and when we praise and utter praises in him. We know we say that the praises go up and the blessings comes down. So we just receive that today, that warmth of love and compassion from God that is in us, that as we go forth this day about our beings, about doing the things that is on our agenda, that he goes forth with us. So we just glorify God and bless his name this morning. Just want to bring just a little small word about trusting God. Some things that I been dealing with. Caesar said, trust God, and we say that all the time, and we hope in God, and we do trust him. We have to trust him because we can't not do on our own might, but on the might of God. So I want to just talk a little bit about trusting God, because we want to do more than say it. We want it down in our spirit to know it, to know that we really trust him. I mean, we don't want to say it as a cliche all the time. I trust God. I trust God. But really, as we're saying it, we're praying it, and we're trusting him. We're not leaning on our own might. So the topic was on trusting God. We want to just give a short meaning of trust, what it means to trust. Trust me, total confidence in the integrity and the ability and good of the character of another. So that's the meaning of trust. Total confidence, total assurance, not in our ability, but in the ability of the good of the character of another, of trusting who God is. So as I talk about trust, we just thank God for his, that we know him and we can trust him in our faith. But sometimes it comes a time in all of our lives, we so quickly forget about, you know, hey, I'm not in my own might, I'm not in my own strength, but I got to trust God for this. So things happen so fast, and we can go in the store or have an appointment, and everything is flipped upside down. We go, what happened? What happened? And we think and put it in our own hands. But in the overall sphere, we know that we're children of God. We belong to him. Our hope is in him. We've got to trust him to do the work. We've got to trust him with all our heart and with all our soul, with all our might. Trust him to take care of the situation that is before us. We can't do it. We can't do it in our own might, but we can trust him. As I go on, we want to read like we have a child. Jesus said in Mark 10 and 14, he said, having like a childlike faith, he said, bring the little children unto me and do not forbid them not to come, for such is in the kingdom of God. Jesus knew out of all the stuff that was going around him when he began to talk about adultery, and then the disciples was there, but they wanted to take the children out and let, you know, the adults seems to be, you know, prosecuted in their wrongdoing, you know. So Jesus said, bring the children unto me, because he knew that if you have a childlike faith, you could trust, they could believe that this is not just in their hands, but they could trust in someone bigger, and his name was Jesus. So we thank God for that trust. We always lean, and I know I do, on Proverbs 3 and 5, and I kind of read it daily and try to say it word by word when it 5 and 6, when it says, trust in the Lord and with all your heart, and lean not onto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And in verse 7, it said, don't put too much confidence in your own thoughts, in your own eyes. Don't see it that way, but trust in him. I've got those words underlined, with all your heart. And I got the word lean not on the understanding that I understand, but we've got to trust above what we understand. I just thank God for that word there, because I don't want to see things, you know, in my own, you know, we can see it a way. Why can't they do this? Why isn't this done? You know, why did this have to go this way? But we got to trust God, because he sees the big picture of everything that is taking place. That's why we're here. Things weren't going to be easy for us. At all, because we're him, you know. He God has instilled in us the hope that is in him, and we've got to hope in him at all costs, at all costs, at all costs. Said, you know, within yourself sometime, Lord have mercy. And God will know that, you know, you're trusting him, because you're called on the mercies of God, that I've got to trust you in this situation. I got to trust you in making sure my kids do this or do right. I'm praying, so I've got to put my trust in you. So I just thank God for that. I know in one scripture that I grew up on is in Job a lot. My sister used to say it all the time. One of my older sisters used to say it all the time. And in Job, I think in the very beginning, in Job 1:1, it says, trust in the Lord no matter what. You may put your phones on mute if you like, if you can. Okay, in Job's 1:1, it says, trust in the Lord no matter what. And then in Job's 13:15, this is the verse that always, I didn't even know where the verse was. I didn't even know it was in the Bible, but my sister used to say, it said, I would, though they slay me, yet will I trust you. And it's in Job's 13:15. So I used to read that. I mean, used to hear that all the time. So no matter what, we got to trust in God. No matter what circumstances that is before us or in us, that come around and surround us, we got to trust God. It is sadness, yes. It hurts, yes. We don't like it. We see things that's wrong in somebody's life. Yes, but we've got to trust God, because we are standing on who God is in our lives. We're standing on his word. We're standing in prayer. We are praying. We're saying, Lord, have mercy on this situation. Lord, help me in this situation. Lord, I've got to trust you. And this is bigger than me, bigger than what I can handle. So we are... And trust in the Lord. I wrote this other verse down here. It said, lack of trust, sometimes lack of trust lead to stress. It leads to stress. We can read throughout the Bible, I mean, because there were people that didn't trust God, it did lead to lack of stress. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden. My yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Now, Jesus came along and said that because he know if you came to him, if you're praying, if you are, and I'm, you know, preaching to myself because it's just been a hard thing, you know, that has gone on, you know, some circumstance that has happened, you know, even in my life, you know, in the past weeks and months. So I just got to trust God. Lord, I got to trust you with it, Father God. I want to remain the Christian that you've called me to be, have the love in my heart that you've called me to. I want to remain in all the statutes that I am in you, Lord God. So I've got to trust you with this situation, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Okay. And, you know, the word of God says he that trusts in his own heart, you know, is a fool. It says that in Proverbs 28:26. So we don't trust in our own heart. Because when we trust our own heart, you know what? We do what our heart is telling us to do. We take our mind off of God, and we're saying, you know, we got to go this way, got to go that way. And sometimes we can go all the way around, go around again, and get nowhere. And that very little thing that is hanging on the end, just a dead tad of God saying, trust in me, trust in me. Don't take this matter in your own hands. Okay, and Psalms 118:8, it said, it is better to trust in the Lord. It is better to trust in the Lord. That just leaves us with a rest, with just a R-E-S-T, rest in him. Trust him. I've submitted it. I've come along. I've been on prayer, praise, and deliverance in that service, and I've prayed. I've made my request known to God, and I've got to just trust in him. And last, I would say in Nahum 1:7, the Lord knows them that trust in him. And he said in his word, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. He knows those who trust in him with all his might, taking the burden off of us. You remember Jesus said, your burdens, you know, trust me to do it. Your burden I'll make, you know, your burdens are light. My yoke is easy. So we go back to focus. Jesus, help me in this situation. I trust you to help me in these things I don't understand. They're coming against me. They're doing all sorts of things around about me, you know, trying to intimidate me, trying to crush, you know, my faith in you. But we gotta just put it all in Jesus' hand and know that he loves us no matter what. He cares for us no matter what. It hurts, you know, things that hurt us. But, you know, he's in the hurt. God is in the hurt, and we have to, you know, go very simplistic with it. Just say, you know, go back to Job. We're all Christian. We've got to go back to Job, you know. Job, yeah, all this stuff had come against him. And he still trusted God. We got to trust God. We got to have that confidence in God that he's the one that's going to handle it. He's the one going to take care. I'm going to do my part, praying and interceding, getting on the prayer line, coming into agreement, getting those that to agree with me that this is done. My body is healed in Jesus' name. My mind is solid and cleared in Jesus' name. These aches and these pains got to go in Jesus' name. I've got to trust God to do that. And when we trust God to do those, to do what we have requested him to do, he's going to fulfill it. He's going to fulfill his strategies. It's not always an instant, but it's a process. Maybe he's telling you, you know, hey, you know, don't eat this certain kind of food because it's going to make your head hurt. Don't do this here. You know, don't enter into this here because it's going to, you know, damage you somewhere. God, there's a process. But we got to say, not in our own eyes. Not in our own might, not in our own confidence, but our confidence lies in God. I would trust the Lord with all my heart and soul and mind and do good unto him as he has requested me. So, God, I just thank you for this word, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God, forgive me, Lord God. Forgive us, oh, Lord Jesus, when we lack that trust in you, God. When we lack the trust in you, Lord God. God, forgive us. Charge us, oh, Lord God, not to our hearts, oh, God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. For, God, you are God, and you are big, and you are mighty, Lord God. And you can do all things, oh, Lord God. And God, let us trust you with all our heart and with all our might, Lord God. Lord God, just not leaning on our understanding, but leaning on you, Jesus. We trust you with our children. We trust you, Lord God, as we go to and fro today, Lord God, whereabouts, oh Lord God, our ins and our outs, oh Lord God, in the marketplace, schools, communities, oh God. We trust you, Lord Jesus. We trust you, Lord God. We trust the hands of God to reach down deep, Lord God, to reach out, Lord God. Oh, God, and bring healing and wholeness and help, oh, Lord God, where it's needed, oh, God. We trust you, Lord God. We lay it at your feet, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus. We glorify you and magnify your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for renewing our spirit, Lord God, renewing our hope, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for the refreshing this morning, Lord God. We thank you, God, for being a restorer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So it's in Jesus' name that I pray and I thank God in Jesus' name. So I'll put it in the hands of our Pastor Bundy right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my sister Mary. That was a wonderful teaching this morning. And right now we're just going to see if anybody has anything you want to share, how you were blessed by this word today. The lines are open. Or if you have a prayer request, a testimony, a praise report, you're free to share this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Sister Gladys. I just thank God for, we know when we ask God to save our family, we can't tell them how to do it, and, you know, or why you do it like that. But God knows the right thing to do to get them together. So I thank God and all that's happened in my family. He's bringing the brothers and sisters together. They are talking. And I see that as a miracle, and an ask God for miracles. I ask God to, you know, someone is getting saved out of this. Someone is getting healed out of this. Someone is getting delivered out of this. So I just appreciate God for all in all that we are coming together in unity and loving one another. And just thank God for what's going on now in my amen. Family's life. In name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Gladys, for that. And we continue to pray for your family as they go through this process of the loss
yes.
of a loved one. Amen?
Yes.
Yes, and we're going to continue to pray for our Pastor Scholastica and Sister Lucinda, who are traveling. We're grateful for our Sister Mary getting home safely from her travels. And anybody who's out there traveling, whether you're locally, you might be just going from your house to the job. We just pray that everybody is protected as we go from one place to the next. Amen. Anybody else with something you want to share this morning?
Yes, I thank God for the word today, for the things I'm going through, as it says, what you're speaking about, suffer the children to come unto me, forbid them not possess the kingdom of heaven. So I resonate to remind me of what she started saying. Remind me when Jesus said, like the Nicodemus, he said, except you repent and turn, that you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that gives me to, that you have to change the way that you think and change what you, how you feel about the Lord, except for you turn, everything loose and just saying as a figure of speech and trusting God with your whole heart and lean not to your own understanding, then that's when you figure that you begin to see the great move of God. I remember when Nicodemus, when he came, he was a ruler, but when he heard Jesus preaching and the teaching, he came by night. And what happened was just made sense. You know, a lot of things that we were worried about, it was no sense to worry because the Father know everything that we're going through. So a lot of times we go through and that we're going through now, then the word of she has just bring confidence, you know, just remind you that, you know, God has everything under control and he knows what we have need of. even before we act. So I thank God for the word, and I thank God to be on the prayer line this morning. And just questions for me and the family. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Apostle Horsley. We appreciate that. Okay. I just do want to make a comment about the go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I just want to ask for a continued prayer for the kids, just all the kids around the world that's going to school now. Just pray that God keeps them protected. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we continue to hear and see people doing things that are just so outlandish, people just mental conditions, and sometimes I believe it's just the demonic spirits that are in these people who are causing them to take other people's lives. So we want to pray for that teacher who was lost, I think it was, well, a teacher, I can't remember if it was a man or a woman, who lost their life yesterday in the classroom. I think it was in North Carolina. And then just, you know, all over the nation, there are different things happening with the weather. We've got two hurricanes that are brewing right now, and we pray that God will protect and give people the wisdom. I know he gives us wisdom, but people need to exercise that wisdom to move. Or, you know, I used to live in Jacksonville, and I know that they would warn you because the hurricane takes a while to get to the land. And they will warn people to let them know they need to move to higher ground, they need to move out of the city and travel and go somewhere other than the place where the hurricane is going to hit. So I'm just praying that people will use that wisdom. I know I heard some people yesterday saying that they were getting, you know, out of the cities that were going to be hit by the hurricane. So just pray for these people and also those who have lost all of their possessions. We just continue to pray for those people in Hawaii, people in California, people in Spokane where the fires are just burning and things are happening. I mean, we have no control over the weather, but we can pray and ask God to protect and help us to be wise. We have to have that trust in him, but we also need to be wise, as Sister Mary was sharing this morning, you know, where you can't do things that you know are not going to be good for you and say that you're trusting in God. You have to trust in God with the confidence that he is there for us, but at the same time, he gives us wisdom to do some things to help our own selves. And even in our businesses, we want to pray for every business that is in place right now and those who are looking to open businesses and also those who are working, that God will give favor on the jobs, and those who need a job, that God will bless them to get a job. So those are requests that I have this morning. Amen. Praise God. Okay, do we have any other people who have something you want to say or prayer requests before we get started in our prayer this morning? All right, well, let us come together. If you have something that you didn't say, just go ahead and pray it out because God is there for you and we'll be in agreement. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning. We know, God, today that you are the one who hears and answers prayer, oh God. So we're thanking you, Lord, today for Sister Gladys' family, oh God. We know, God, today that you are giving them the comfort and you're giving them direction, Lord. You give them the wisdom, Lord, and you lead them in the right direction, oh God, concerning the situation with your loved one, oh God. We know, God, today that you're the one who's there. You're the one who comes to mind, oh God, and gives them peace today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the unity that has come with this family, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that they continue to have that unity, oh God, into the future, God. And even for all families, oh God, we pray for each and every family, oh God, who has had something happen in their lives, God. Many people are mourning over the loss of loved ones. We pray for the ones who lost their father, Dejan, and his brothers, oh God. We pray for them today to give them peace today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I can't remember their father's name, but Sheba's children, oh God. We pray for them this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for the healing that is taking place right now in their hearts, O God, that they will realize and recognize that you're the one who gave them their father, and that you're the one who has let them be here, God. So we pray, God, today, not only for them, but for them and for them to love their dad and all those who are connected to him, God.
In the name of
Jesus, Lord, the family who lost their loved one teacher yesterday in the classroom, God. We pray, God, today that you heal the hurt and the pain, even the students there, God. We pray for the students, oh God, that you give them comfort, God. That you help them, Lord, to know that you're there for them, God. And those who are not saved, oh God, those who are still here, God, we pray for the spirit of salvation. We know that you're begging them into the kingdom, so we pray, Lord, today that people will turn to you, God, and ask you, Lord, into their hearts, God, that they will make Jesus Lord, Savior, and King. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Pastor Scholastica and our sister Lucinda, that they are traveling abroad, God, that they will continue to be protected, oh God, even from demonic forces, oh God, that are in these countries, oh God, as they come through these different time zones, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you bless and protect them, that you have angels around them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy name, Father, because you're the one who can do all things but fail, God. We thank you, Lord, today for our pastor, Galactica, and sister Lucinda. Each and every day, oh God, just give them peace of mind, oh God. Help them to enjoy their vacation, oh God. And we appreciate that today, Father, in Jesus' name. And anybody, oh God, who's traveling even from their homes into their classrooms, oh God, and homes to jobs, oh God, and back to home, oh God. We take a protection, oh God, that no harm should come nigh their dwelling as they are away, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Apostle Fortune. Continue to heal his body, oh God, and bless him on the job, God, this new job that he has, oh God. We pray, God, today that you give him favor there, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, oh God, him and his family, oh God, those who need kidneys, oh God. We pray, God, today that you help the kidneys to be identified, oh God, so that they can get the operations that they need, oh God, in Jesus' name, God. We pray, God, today for children all across the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to protect his children, oh God, reveal those plots, oh God, the plots of the enemy, oh God, let them be revealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not hide in secret places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, may Kayla, my God, my God, and Lord, you can even turn the storm, oh God, it will not cause any damage or harm, God, you can do that, oh God, so we pray, God, today for a special interference, oh God, from these hurricanes, oh God, you can turn them out to sea, God, so that they will not hit the land, God, we ask you, Lord, for favor concerning these hurricanes today, God. In the name of Jesus, one is on the east side, one is going to the east, one is going towards the west, God. We pray, God, today that you bless and protect us. We thank you for that, God. We praise your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you are restoring, oh God, all of the tanker worm, the common worm, the caterpillar, and the locust is stolen. For those, oh God, in Hawaii, those who are in California, those who are in Japan and other places in the country, oh God, that have been hit by these storms and by fires, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for that family, oh God, where the helicopter failed, God.
Yes, Lord.
Give you all the glory and honor and praise and hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord Jesus, we bless your name today, God. We glorify your name, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for our family members, oh God, in Jesus' name, the Gibson family, God, Camilla, Ben, Celeste, David, Abraham, oh God, we pray for the peace of God to continue to be in that home, God, in the name of Jesus, let the peace of God be upon every one of your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We do pray, God, today for our minister Mary, oh God, as she shares the word today, oh God. Darling B, oh God. Darling M, oh God. Our sister Patricia, Lord. We pray for our sister Gladys, oh God. Sister Chris, God. Sister Teresa, Lord. We pray, God, today for sister Loretta, oh God. Apostle Dorothy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Sister Marie, God. In Jesus' name, oh God. Sister Yvonne, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Sister Grace, God. In Jesus' name, God. We pray for Sister Belma, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. God, you bless our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Marco, Sister Glenda, Lord.
In the name of
Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy name, O God. Continue, O God. Our sister wondering, O God. In Jesus' name, O God. Everyone that's connected to our lives, O God, we pray, God, today that you bless, heal, and deliver, God. Sister Grace, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we praise you, God. In Jesus' name, we magnify your holy and your righteous name, O God, because you are the righteous God of the universe, O God. We're doing great and wonderful things. Brother James, oh God, we pray for him today, God. Brother Joe, God, in Jesus' name. Sister Cheryl and her family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God. Sister Maria, oh God. Sister Lois, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Father, my Father, we just bless you this morning, oh God. Because you're the one who we can depend on, oh God. In Jesus' name. So thank you, Lord, for day every day for complete healing in Sister Brenda's body, oh God. And Sister Jamie's body, oh God. Sister Mary B, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Sister Loretta, Lord. In Jesus' name, oh God. Sister Peggy, oh God. We pray, God, today that you continue to bless and heal and deliver, God. In Jesus' name, oh God. Because you know that you are the mighty God. You are the powerful God. You are doing great things right now, God. And it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. We appreciate you, God. We glorify you today, God, because all the name of Jesus and presence come from you, God.
Physically, emotionally, and
so hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise God. So we thank the Lord this morning for our Minister Mary and what she has shared. We thank God for each and every sister and brother who is here. And those who are normally here who may not have made it today, we appreciate the fact that we do come together. Those who are new to the line, we appreciate you being here. And we pray that God will continue to bless, increase, and enlarge your territory and bless you indeed. Keep evil away, that it will not cause pain in the name of Jesus. So as we're leaving today, I cover and seal each and every one of our prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender in Jesus' name. Anything that a witch, a warlock, or a wizard has spoken against us, we decree and declare that it shall not come to pass, and we decree that they shall come into the kingdom and be a part of the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, I decree this morning that the blessings of the Lord maketh us rich and added no sorrow to it in the name of Jesus. I decree today that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We decree this morning that the Lord has given us power to get wealth, and we are in a wealthy place spiritually and naturally as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the things that we need shall be added unto us. I decree today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance in Jesus' name. I decree that we will continue to seek the face of God, and I decree that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because God is with us. I decree for all my sisters and brothers in Christ that we are blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And I decree that we will continue to resist that devil and he flees from us in the name of Jesus. And I decree that we will continue to have the confidence and trust in the Lord God Almighty each and every day of our lives. Praise the Lord. And remember that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We will love people into the kingdom because Christ loved us enough that he gave his life. So let us go today in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a beautiful rest of the day and an awesome week and a fantastic life in the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.